Hello again. Ray Yurt here with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In my last talk, I opened up the subject of true happiness. And I asked the question, what is true happiness? We read Psalm 1 and we discovered that true happiness is the byproduct of a manner of life. That psalm described true happiness as blessedness. And I said in my first talk on this subject that Jesus talked about true happiness, about blessedness, in the Sermon on the Mount. Let me read you the first 12 verses of Matthew chapter 5, where we have the record of the Sermon on the Mount. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." I said I would take this a step further by asking, how do you get true happiness? And in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made it clear that there is a deep division running through mankind. He divided people broadly into two categories. He said there are those who are wise and those who are foolish. And in rounding off the Sermon on the Mount, he used these words, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." So we are either wise or foolish, and it is the wise who have found true happiness. They have entered into this manner of life which produces true happiness. Jesus made it clear how this should happen. He said, "If you hear my words and you obey them." And as he gave that Sermon on the Mount, he said this, chapter 6 of Matthew and verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." He said everything else will fall into place after that. But there is a step you must take. You must put God first. You must put the spiritual aspects of reality first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It says he came unto his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, To them give he the power, the right, the authority to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. To accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, to make him Lord of your life, to obey his word, that is to possess true happiness. Jesus said it several ways, and here's another way he said it in that Sermon on the Mount, and this is Matthew 7 and verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Going in by that narrow gate, following that narrow way, a way which is not easy, but a way which will bring you true happiness. That is the step you must take. Having taken that step, it's then a process to grow in grace and to fully appreciate this true happiness and to let the marks of it show in your life. And that's what the Lord was talking about in those opening verses of chapter 5 that I read to you. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, if we were asked who is truly happy, we would not have thought of saying it's those who are poor in spirit, and that really means being humble. Blessed are the humble. But when you come to know the Lord, you set off on the narrow way, your life changes, and you learn what true humility is. It's one of the marks of those who have true happiness. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We would have not thought that those who mourn are truly happy. But a person who mourns is someone who is emotionally honest. Something has happened and they're responding to it. And you learn to be emotionally honest when you find the Lord and find true happiness. Blessed are the meek, the patient, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who seek true godliness in their lives. Only God could put that within us, that desire for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. And you grow in these things as you learn more about true blessedness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And then those amazing verses. Blessed are those who are persecuted. When you have true happiness and you're following the Lord and you realize that everybody who truly follows the Lord will be persecuted one way or another, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, the Word of God says. You then learn true happiness. You can accept reality, and circumstances, adverse circumstances, don't affect you. It's deeper than just that surface happiness that the world talks about and looks for. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You realize that even though the Christian life is difficult here, there's a colossal future for you, a great reward in heaven. You realize that this has been the experience of all of the true followers of God. What is true happiness? It's the product of a manner of life. It's a product of the manner of life of the true believer, the person who follows the Lord. How do you get it? By accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and by growing in grace and acquiring these different characteristics that the Lord has spoken about here. May the Lord bless you.